97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All of them, someone's daughter. All of them, killed by an illegal immigrant who should have never been here. They died because of the reckless, radical policies of Joe Biden and his border czar, Kamala Harris, who pushed to give free health care to illegals and decriminalize illegal border crossing. If Kamala Harris is president, will your daughter, wife, mother be next? Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund is responsible for the content of this ad.
Yeah, and thanks to them for running those ads. We've got Bill Pasco with us right now, who, of course, is with the Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund. And, Bill, welcome into the show. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. Pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, people need to be reminded of this. I wish these were running nationwide, but certainly in these swing states, this is an important message. I saw Lakin Riley's name was one of the ones I recognized from that list of victims who've been either killed and or raped and killed by illegal aliens.
That's right. We decided that we are running these ads just in the, to us, the most important battleground state. There's one battleground state that President Trump, former President Trump, cannot get to the White House if he doesn't win, and that's Georgia.
Yes.
That happens to also be the home base of Tea Party Patriots. So we've got our grassroots activists working all over the state, and they asked us for air cover, frankly. And we considered a number of different kinds of ads on different subjects, but the one that they kept talking to us about, and interestingly, when we ask them, why is this particular issue so important? They say, because every time we knock on somebody's door and we start talking about the election, that's the issue that they're bringing up. So this is coming from voters through our grassroots activists up the chain of command. So this really is coming from the bottom up, not from the top down. They wanted us to talk specifically, not just about the flood of illegal aliens. Everybody, we now have a number. We're over 10 million. It's a nice round number. Everybody can remember it. 10 million illegal immigrants have been allowed to come across our border since Joe Biden and Kamala Harris took office. So we could have, you know, we could have put a rather anodyne ad up that just talked about massive numbers. We've never seen an influx like that. But the bottom line is what's got everybody concerned is that violent crime in particular has gone through the roof over the last several years, and every town is now a border town. You know, Kamala Harris is today finally going to the border in Arizona. And we put out a statement yesterday saying, why bother go to the border? Why bother making the trip? Because every town is a border town and has been for a number of years.
Yeah.
So what we've done in this ad is just focus on the violent crime aspect. And, you know, there are thousands, unfortunately, there are thousands of victims of violent crime over the last couple of years that have been caused by illegal aliens that were allowed to. We've got a list of, we just picked 10. These are all, almost all of them are young, 15-year-old girl who was sexually assaulted and murdered. And I'm going to say as softly as I can, she was found in a trash bag in a laundry basket shoved underneath her own bed.
Wow.
The good news is they were able to apprehend the man that they think killed her. He is still awaiting trial. This happened just a few months ago. This happened in the spring of 2024 in Texas. The killer was found, the alleged killer, he hasn't been tried yet. The alleged killer was found in neighboring Louisiana. He had left behind a key that fit a door that opened the apartment in the same apartment complex where this 11-year-old girl lived. So they found him in Louisiana. He is now waiting trial. He was allowed to enter the country. He was apprehended at the border as an illegal alien, didn't have papers. He was allowed to come into the country and was awaiting an immigration court date.
Well,
when he, you know.
Yeah. It sounds familiar. We just had that case here.
Yeah, which they think that guy came over in 2017, but then he was accused of committing these terrible crimes in 2021. Feds were tipped off about this guy living in our country illegally, and nothing was done. Then just what, Mark? Last week, this guy ends up driving drunk and hitting and killing one of our local police officers.
Mm. So this is happening all over the country.
You hear about these people who are supposedly still undecided, which blows my mind at this point that you still don't know who you're going to vote for. But you have to wonder, I mean, the ad, just listening to it, it sounds very effective and impactful. And you have to wonder, with the border being such a top issue for so many voters, do you think it could actually sway some people who maybe say, well, I actually support Trump's policies, but I just don't like his personality, because I hear that from a number of people.
I hear the same thing in my mean tweets. Please, yep. Can we return to the mean tweets? Because at least we'll have a solid economy and we'll have some border security and we can begin to get back to some semblance of normal. You know, we really haven't been normal since the summer of 2020 when we started with the George Floyd riots all over the country that did billions of dollars of property damage and took a number of lives, and we had COVID that we had to deal with. We're over the COVID bump, but we're still dealing with the after effects of an election. Yeah. You know, elections have consequences. And the country made a choice in 2020, if you accept that all the elections in all the states were run legitimately. I know there's still some serious questions about that. A lot of people have serious questions about that. A lot of people are very hopeful. And we have spent, at Tea Party Patriots Action, we've spent the last several years recruiting and training and mobilizing people to become not just poll watchers, but poll workers.
Good.
You know, poll watchers are allowed to watch the voting, but when it comes to the counting, which is just as important as the voting part, when it comes to the counting, they're not allowed to be in the room. Poll workers are allowed to be in the room. So we're training people to actually be poll workers so they can be there through the entire process.
Yeah.
And we're hopeful. Go ahead, Mark.
I was going to say, no, go ahead. Finish your thought there, please.
Well, I was just going to say, an election is only as good as the people who administer it. And the integrity of that election is only as strong as is their commitment to the integrity of the election. So we want to make sure that everybody everywhere is confident that the election they're taking part in is an election that's got integrity. And that, because
amen,
we stop to consider that we live in a republic. We don't live in a democracy. We don't all live in a small town in New Hampshire where we can get 3,000 people together in a high school gymnasium to vote on the little town's budget. We don't do that. Our government is far too big. We have far too many people to govern. So we govern as a republic where we choose people. We elect people to go to some far off capital and vote in our name.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're all about. And the way we do that, the way the people transfer sovereignty. Remember, we were the first anywhere to come up with this crazy idea that rights don't flow to the monarch. Rights flow to the people from our creator. That's what our Declaration of Independence says. We hold these truths to be self-evident. I mean, this is so obvious we don't even need to make an argument. They're self-evident that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And here's the key to me. The next line says that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a mouthful of old style language. What it means is to the purpose, the mission statement of government is to secure these rights. That's what he means when he says that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. And then he says, and what kind of a government? It's a just government if it derives its powers from the consent of the governed. Okay, well, that's why we're a republic. We the people are sovereign. We're handing over to our elected representatives our sovereignty to exercise in our behalf. That means that the process of an election and the integrity of an election is absolutely crucial so that we know that the people who are acting on our behalf are doing so having properly had our sovereignty transferred to them.
Yep.
That's why election integrity is important.
It's so important. And I know this can't be cheap, Bill. We're about to run out of time, but how can people help the Tea Party Patriots? Because it's not cheap, particularly in election year, to run ads in major television markets.
It is not cheap. We're running ads on TV. We're running ads digitally. We've now got social media, so we can hit individual voters. They can go to TeaPartyPatriotsCitizensFund.com. TeaPartyPatriotsCitizensFund.com is the super PAC.
Good.
That's affiliated with us. Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to make a plug there.
Absolutely, Bill. Stay safe. You're down there in Georgia, man. That storm's right on top of you, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Well, be safe. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right,
good
take care. Yeah, you bet. All kinds of storms going on in Georgia right now.
Oh, yeah.
Including electoral storms. So we need to, not electrical, electoral. I said that correctly.
Get more at 971talk.com.